This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Some big news about a change coming not too far from now here to WGIL. So WGIL General Manager Roger Lundeen is here. And I'm surprised to say that because I'm pretty sure you've been working from your basement this whole time, haven't you, Roger?
I've been working from everywhere. here, there. We've got people everywhere. As a matter of fact, are you even here? I think you're at home. Right?
I'll check later when I get off the air to see if I'm here or not. But no, thank you for coming in and talking about this. This is kind of a big deal, and quite frankly, I think something that you've been looking at for quite a long time now.
Yeah, we're happy after the news at 6 o'clock tonight to welcome the Dave Ramsey Show to WGIL. And yeah, I think we're pretty excited about that. Dave's very well established and been off the air in Galesburg now for a year and a half or so, and so we're glad to have him back, and particularly on WGIL. Dave helps a lot of people, and we think that's an important thing.
Well, I was just going to say that that's between his advice that he's known for in the financial world and Clark Howard, which we have earlier in the day. Given the times that we're in right now, which I've either heard is uncertain or whatever, depending on who you ask, I guess.
Unprecedented, for sure.
Unprecedented. I was trying to think of another unword, and it wasn't coming to me.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Exactly. But it strikes me that that sort of help is really, really crucial, almost now more than ever, I would think.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, for those that aren't familiar with Dave, certainly it's mostly talk about personal finance, but it's also talking about life. And his mission is to help people get out of debt, help people save money, and there's probably not a better time right now. And in the recent couple of months, Dave and his team have stepped it up, and they've been very much more proactive, I think, than anybody at trying to get out there and help people. You know, that's their mission, and they're trying their best to do it. I'm seeing their personalities. He's got a list of other associated personalities, and they're all over radio and TV and digital platforms, just trying to get out there and saying, hey, we've got resources that we already have in existence that you probably need more than ever right now.
And for folks who don't know, that sort of proactivity in terms of saving money and planning for, you know, in case there's an emergency and things like that is really kind of what he's been known for over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Without giving a really long history, you know, Dave went bankrupt, you know, 20, 30, 30, 40 years ago or something, and woke up one day and he was into real estate in the Nashville area and did all kinds of crazy stuff that got him into trouble, and woke up one day broke and said, you know, I'm never doing this again. And he's worked his life to make sure that doesn't happen. And he's made his mission to try and teach that concept to those that are of need or interested in hearing his philosophy on how to make that work. And it sounds like it's pretty successful, so we're happy to have it here, too.
Pretty successful, although Dave is kind of – hasn't Dave kind of been able to rest a little bit the last few years? I mean, he seems like he has a whole team of people that's doing this.
Yeah, I mean, he's
now
grown to massive quantities. I mean, he had a small team, you know, when I first knew about Dave 20-some years ago, and he's grown that to nearly 1,000 employees now, and he's got all kinds of divisions and – digital and, of course, marketing, his books and videos and his plans for high school students and plans for college students. And so he's got a whole team of personalities. And, of course, they also put on lots of leadership events and things like that. So he's known in lots of different areas as not only being kind of an expert, but just a kind of a fun personality, which is why I think it makes for a good radio show. He's pretty serious about what he does, but he's also entertaining along the way.
I could argue that the program he's replacing here on WGIL, the Larry Elder Show, kind of has some of those same characteristics, but Dave's arguably not nearly as political as Larry Elder is. Yeah. Talk about the decision from that end.
Well, you know, it's not terribly political, although when you listen to Dave for a long time, you'll realize he leans conservative, but that's his philosophy on money and life a little bit. But
it kind of worked out well for him.
Well, yeah, apparently so. But yeah, his I guess our our vision is to help people if we can. And there's certainly a lot of political leaning radio. We have it here. We don't necessarily need it 24/7. So we've always been looking for opportunities to put on certain programs that we hope will help people. And I think now more than ever, it's a great time to pay attention to, you know, somebody like Dave and his advice, his principles. And I think, you know, it's helped me. It's helped other people that mm-hmm. I know that have been supporters of Dave. He does classes. Well, it's a, you know, his financial peace program is mm-hmm. implemented in some small groups at churches, and that's been done in our community at various times over the sure last has. Several years. Many have attended that. I know he's had millions of people do that worldwide. He's got online versions of that, and basically in an interesting kind of way, his mission, and he's highly successful at helping broke people. When you yeah. think about the idea, and he'll admit to it, it's like, yeah, my I profit off of trying to help broke people, and it actually works. And people are pretty supportive of that because most of his principles, or at least the stuff that he offers, is fairly inexpensive to implement. So in the long run, it seems like it's a good thing.
So Dave Ramsey starts tonight at 6 o'clock. I know this is not a problem now, but I've seen reports today that baseball may really look at starting back up in July without crowds and things like that. What will happen if we get back to airing the Cardinals again?
Well, when we get back to airing the Cardinals, we'll air the Cardinals. That's always actually kind of an interesting proposition when we're dealing with syndicated programs.
It's one of those.
Some
things
are allowed to be preempted. Some are not.
Yeah,
as you know, we sometimes are allowed to preempt Rush for Cardinal Cub games, but not for all games. So
yeah,
it gets a little complicated when you're talking about national advertisers and their commitments.
Yeah, you don't want to try to read a contract in that regard. Trust me on that. I imagine Dave will be available at some point or another, more than just weeknights at 6.
Yeah, we're looking at some other things. Dave's got some other personalities that do some shows. He's got these guys that fill in for him on his show that you'll be hearing. Ken Coleman, and Dave's daughter, Rachel, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And others that kind of have the same mission as Dave, but their expertise is a little bit off. Coleman is more about careers, but still money related. Dave's daughter is more, young, you know, newly married folks, college, trying to educate them on the ways to maybe get out of debt before they get into debt,
yeah,
kind of thing. So there'll be more than just Dave on the show. But yes, when we have sports, high school sports, college sports with the Illini or Cardinals, they do take a precedent still.
How would you contrast Dave's style versus Clark Howard's style, which we I'm assuming we're still running week morning.
Yes,
weekday
we are still running.
Nine.
We are still running Clark Howard. You know, both. I think Dave's more of a long-term philosophy of how your money should work and how you should manage your money. He's really focused on his own program of baby steps or whatever of his steps to get out of debt. I think Clark takes on a little bit more practical of, you know, what do you do today, or how do you attack a certain part of your life, whether it's money or dealing with, you know, bill collectors, or if it's dealing with, you know, what kind of banks you should look for or whatever. They both kind of have their own philosophy. I think probably the biggest, and I think they're both really good at what they do. Probably the biggest thing that you'll hear from Dave, if you don't know Dave, is he's so anti-credit card.
Yes.
Clark's not so much.
Well, Clark will encourage you to put your credit cards in the freezer. Dave will just encourage you to cut them off.
Exactly. Dave's philosophy is, you know, you just don't need to be a borrower at all, with a certain limitations. Clark's philosophy is, if you're going to be a borrower, I've got a strategy on how to do that. And, you know, for me, maybe that comes down to the definition of what's borrowing. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But probably those two are the biggest thing. I would say Dave's quite a bit more entertaining in his style of communicating. He's a good old boy from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's really fun and interesting to listen to. Clark's kind of to the point, sticks to the point, not as much humor and entertainment involved, but both really good.
In terms of talk radio in general, the political talk is obviously beneficial for radio stations like ours, but it can also be awfully polarizing. And I think we've seen some shifts in that regard in the industry over the years. Is that something you're seeing a lot of in terms of other talk radio?
Well, it's still pretty polarizing and it's still pretty conservative. Yeah. And whether you like it or not, most commercial stations are finding more success in conservative talk. Obviously the top probably what, four shows. Well, Dave's probably number four is, as far as number of radio stations, mm-hmm. followed by, you have Rush, also Sean Hannity in there, yeah. and Glenn Beck kind of in there with Dave in the top five, mostly leaning conservative. It just seems to be the formula that's worked. It gets bigger ad support nationwide, the national advertisers, the more liberal talk formats have mostly failed.
Yeah.
On a national level, there still are some, and there's still a few local stations. But the average listener turns to NPR and public radio for them.
Yeah.
What's considered commonly is a little bit more liberal. This is all subjective, but, it's just kind of the way it's shaken out. And the way the audience, what attracts the audience to broadcast.
Yeah. Well, I will say that as much as you may or may not like some of the things you hear on WGIL from day to day, we still get to do a lot of local stuff too. And I think that's a very good thing, especially for companies like ours.
Well, it's our bread and butter. We are locally owned and we have lots of local employees here, and no corporate mandates and no corporate objectives. Our objectives, and they have been for many, many, many decades, is to serve the local community with whatever it is that we think will attract an audience, which is number one, and followed by an audience that our advertisers will like to talk to, which is number two. And so, yes, we're highly committed to local content here, always have. Unfortunately, some people ask me sometimes why we can't do 24 hours a day at local. we laugh a little bit, but if I could, we would. It's just, it's hard to support that. And there's not, we obviously there's not breaking news every minute in a smaller town. It's hard enough for bigger stations, big market stations, to do 24 hour local.
But, yeah.
Luckily, on the talk end of radio, the national programs and the sports that we do kind of supplement the local,
yes.
really well. I think it makes a good combination of what we hope the audience in this community is interested in hearing.
Well, Roger once said I could do the morning show, but it had to be from midnight to five. So
yeah, there you go.
But someday when I get insomnia, I'll come in and I'll talk to people for a while. But nonetheless, until that time comes, Dave Ramsey will air in about 10 minutes from now, starting at 6 o'clock here on WGIL, running till 9 tonight. So yeah,
very good, and we're very happy to have him here.
Very glad to have you here tonight. Roger Lundeen, General Manager of WGIL. Thanks so much again.
Thank you, Will.
We'll come back with Kim Komando next, and then Dave Ramsey at 6, all on Galesburg's Evening News next on WGIL.